Have you ever felt like so many things were going wrong that you didn't know how to keep moving forward? Today, I'm going to share an experience I had just last week when it seemed like everything was going wrong and the inspirational song that came from it, as well as some amazing miracles. Today on the Be Do Concept Podcast. Hi, I'm Lindy Kirby, mother of seven, a speaker, singer, songwriter, mentor, author, podcaster, and the founder and developer of the Be Do Concept, and you're listening to the Be Do Concept Podcast. Thanks so much for listening. This is number 11 on the podcast where I help people understand the different ways people think so that they can get in control of their thoughts and use them to help in being able to be who you want to be and do what you want to do. Today, I want to share a hard experience I went through just last week, but how I was able to use the Be Do concept to help me get through it, as well as the song I wrote to help me remember what I learned so that I won't have to keep having that same hard experience as I remember the lesson I learned. For those of you that are new to the Be Do concept, if you haven't been listening to a lot of my podcasts, here's just a brief summary to help you understand the two different ways of thinking that I teach. It's be thinking and do thinking. Be thinking is focusing on who you are and how you're trying to be, and do thinking is focusing on what you do and what you need to do to be able to get the results you want. They're both powerful ways of thinking. Some people have these ways of thinking just naturally, and other people have pieces or parts of both. But by learning these differences, they can really help you in moving forward, especially through the hard things you have to go through. And I've definitely been through some hard stuff in the last couple of months, actually. So if you don't mind me getting a little personal, I think it will help you to see how these different ways of thinking work and how it can help you in moving forward. As a reminder, I'm not a doctor, therapist, or any kind of psychologist, but this concept came as an answer to my prayers, and I hope that this concept and this podcast can be an answer to yours as well. So let's jump in. The last couple months have been really difficult as far as being a single and dealing with some of the trials that life has as a single. I had dated a really amazing guy, and I really thought there was some potential there. And then that didn't work out. It just felt like God wanted us just to be friends. And then I met another guy, and it was amazing. And then the same thing happened. He felt like we were just supposed to be friends. And I just was starting to feel really depressed that here were two amazing people and neither one of them was, because God wanted us just to be friends. I didn't get that. I was struggling with my business, feeling like I just was doing everything I could, but nothing was really happening. I had some difficult relationships with my kids. It was a birthday and I wasn't able to help with my daughter. And there were just so many things that were going wrong. And at the brink of this, my car broke down. This has been my miracle car, which has always worked ever since I was divorced. It's been amazing. Literally, the last 7 or 8 years, I've had this same van. It was the van that I was carting around with all my kids, and it worked. The only thing I ever had to fix on it was tires and, you know, just general maintenance type things. But when I went to go get it aligned this last time, the mechanic told me that there were some other real problems with it. It had a wheel bearing problem. The steering was loose. There were leaks. There was a radiator hose, and my check engine light kept coming on and off. And I realized that there was another problem that they didn't even know about that would cost a lot of money. In fact, he decided that maybe it wasn't in my best interest to do the alignment until I had some of these other things checked out, because it might be worth more than the car was worth. And so anyway, I was feeling overwhelmed with all of these things that were going wrong in my life. And I'm sure you've been that way before, where things are just going wrong and they stack up and you just don't know what to do. And I was getting really frustrated trying to fix things. I took it to took the van to a shop, and they told me that, just like Jiffy Lube had told me, that it was going to be so much work that needed to be done on this van, that it might not be worth it because it was more than the worth of the car. And I didn't have that kind of money, or else I would have probably just went and fixed it. But I didn't have the money either to go buy another car. And I'm one of these people, I like to just buy my cars outright. I don't want to get on a payment plan. So I didn't know what I was going to do. I needed to sell my car and be able to use that same money to buy my next car. And that was a little bit stressful, but trying with my do thinking, right? In do thinking, you're trying to think, what can I do to solve this problem? And in my mind, the only solution that I could come up with was if I could do some kind of a trade, right? Somebody comes, they want to buy my van, they happen to have another car that will work for me, and I can just buy their car and just do this perfect little trade. So that was the idea that I had, and I went ahead and listed my car on KSL, which is the classified car ads in Utah, and put that I was selling it for this amount of money, but that I would also be willing to look at a trade. Well, unfortunately, there wasn't a lot of interest in a trade, and the ones that were interested, you could just tell they were some kind of scammers. My car was 2008 with so many problems. It was barely worth about $2,800, $3,000 is kind of what I was hoping to get for it. But the car exchanges that people were coming up with were like 2017 and 2018 vans, and they told me there was nothing wrong with them. I was wondering if maybe they were stolen or what it was. But I realized that that might not have been the most practical idea. So then I thought, okay, I just need to sell my van and then hopefully I'll get a car that works. I wasn't trying to be picky. I just needed something that was going to be low priced that could run. And so I started to look for some cars. And miraculously, this car shows up that's not very far away from me, which was good because if I did end up selling my van, I was going to have to get to the car somehow to be able to buy it. But this car was this little two-door car, and it had a great engine, great mileage. The only problem was that I still hadn't sold my van. But the teenager who was selling this car was super sweet, and he said that he would hold on to it for me because I was going to show it that evening and the next day. And so I was pretty sure, hopefully, that they would buy it. But then they didn't. And I had to let that car go, hoping that something else would come up. Well, another miracle happened, and another car shows up, and it is literally just down the street from where I live. And I'm like, this is great. You know, I can just walk afterwards after I sell my van, I can just get it. And I asked them if anything was wrong with the car. And they said, nothing that a little maintenance can't keep up with. And I'm wondering, okay, I don't know exactly what that means, but I'll have to find out more. And I get down there, and they're super nice people, but they realize that it's just me. I would be the one maintaining the car. And they tell me, you don't want this car. They said it basically just needs to be maintained with coolant. Every time they go to fill up the gas, they just put in coolant. But if you ever forget, then it overheats and there's some problems. Well, I was getting desperate. So I was willing to take that car. And I had someone that, again, was going to look at my van. But it didn't happen again. And I just was really frustrated because here were two cars. They were so close. They would have worked. But I couldn't make anything happen. I had lowered my price. I was willing to take $2,000, which was like a whole thousand less than what I was looking for. And I didn't know what was going to happen. I was just getting frustrated. And with all the other problems, I was a mess. And it was because I couldn't do anything to solve my problem. Now, do thinking is really powerful for solving problems. A lot of times there's something you can do to get out of the situation you're in, to make something go better. But in that case, my do thinking wasn't working because there really wasn't anything more I could do. It was kind of at the liberty of life that somebody was going to be willing to take on the problems with my car and buy it, and that somehow another car was going to miraculously show up that I could buy. I couldn't see how it was going to happen, but I had to just go into a different style of thinking. And this was B thinking, and I'm grateful that I know about it because B thinking is more about trusting. It's about letting things go, not worrying about what you can do, but focusing on how you're being. And I didn't like really how I was being. I'd had some conversations with friends, and I knew I was being so negative and frustrated, and I was probably bringing them down too with all of my negative emotions, and I didn't want to be that way. So that's when I decided, you know what? I do trust that God has things under control, that He's going to fix this. I didn't know how, but I knew something was going to happen that was going to make everything work out. And so I needed to just practice be thinking. And that's what I did. It was actually a blessing. The next day was in Utah. We just got piled with snow. A lot of you in Utah understand it was like 2 feet of snow. Nobody was going to go anywhere. And for me, that was great. I didn't have to worry about someone looking at my car or having to go look at a car. I was just going to practice my be thinking and see what I could do. And one of the things I have felt like God wants me to finish is the book that I'm writing. I'm writing a book about how I've been able to overcome the trials in my life and how I get through adversity with songs. And it's called Hope Songs. I share a lot of these different songs that I've used to help me get through the problems that I go through. And I was working on a chapter, and I realized I didn't have a song to go with this particular experience that I had, because it was before I really started to write music. And I thought, you know what? I could just write the song right now. I could write it. And I did. And it was funny because the song that I needed back then was the same kind of song that I needed for this situation as well. And that's the cool thing about writing a song to help you through the hard things, is because those lessons that you learn can help you in so many different times in your life. There's so many different areas that we need help through, whether it's that we need to just let go and let God take care of things, which is kind of that B way of thinking, or if it's more do-oriented and we need to get up and do the things that we're feeling prompted to do. Both of them are so important. And when you put them together, that's when miracles happen. And so I wrote this song, which I'm going to share with you at the end of the podcast. I'm so excited to share it with you. But that helped me to get into this mindset, which is also be thinking, and just trust. Trust that God had a plan, that things were going to work out, and that I needed to let go of doing to stay into that B way of thinking and just letting things happen. And I didn't have to worry about it, which was really nice. So the very next day, someone called who wanted to come look at my van. I was a little worried because I didn't have any other options of cars to buy. There was nothing else that fit into my price range, but I had to just let go of all that and just trust and hoped that it would sell and that I was going to be able to find some other car if they did buy my car. He'd seen my ad at the beginning when I had first posted it, and he wondered if I was still interested in a trade. I was a little bit wary. I didn't know what kind of car he had, but he was also willing to pay money if that was what I would prefer. So I was grateful for that. He came over and he looked at it, and he was a mechanic, and he had fixed all the problems on his own car, and he wasn't too worried that he could fix the things that were wrong with my van, and he really needed a van for his family and for his kids. And I thought, wow, maybe this could be it. And it mattered what kind of car he had, as long as it was going to drive. I didn't care what kind of car it was, just as long as it worked and it could get me where I wanted, then I was going to be okay. And so I went up the street, because we have small little streets where I live, and there was so much snow on the sides of the road from our big storm. He said he had parked it up a little ways. And so I went looking for a Toyota Scion, and I didn't know what a Toyota Scion looked like or anything about the car. The man was on the phone, so I was just going to start looking for it. And then he followed me afterwards, but I passed this adorable, cute car. It was royal blue, just the prettiest color. And it was small and four door, and it was just so cute. And I was trying not to get my hopes up, but I said, this isn't it, right? And the guy comes up behind me and he says, oh yeah, that's it. And I just couldn't believe it. It was the cutest car. I had been trying to figure out what kind of car would fit me, what kind of car I would want if I could pick any car. I wasn't being really picky, but oh my gosh, I loved this car. I named her Lucy, and I love Lucy, and I still do. It just had all of the good things of the other two cars. It has four doors. It really has a great motor, great gas mileage. And I did have it checked out, and everything's working great on it. And here's the thing. I don't need a van anymore. I'm not in that stage of life where I'm carting around all my kids. I just have me. I have my son every once in a while. But for the most part, I just need a small little commuter car to help me get from place to place so that I can travel, so I can speak. All the things that I need were in that car, and it was just amazing. I posted a picture of me on Facebook with this new car, and everyone said, wow, like, it fits you. It's the perfect car for you. And I hadn't really thought about that, but, you know, I think God knows what will fit us, what will make us the most happy. And those other two cars would have worked, but this car was better, and it was better for me. We didn't have to do any kind of money exchange. He was happy to switch over his car. For us, it was about the same, but his is working, so I'm really happy about that. And it really was just a miraculous answer to my prayer. It went right over with the solution I'd come up with, which is great for do thinking. And then I had done everything I needed to have that happen. But then it was also using that be thinking to let God take control, to let him handle things, and to let go of the stress of making it all happen, because that's the be thinking. And it was wonderful. It's just such a great experience. And it's what I need to remember a lot of times, that I just need to switch, and I need to use my do thinking, and I use my be thinking as well. And that's how we can get through some of those trials and some of those frustrations, when we're able to use both ways of thinking. So I just wanted to share this because this is funny. Remember my pathetic love life? Because I had to pass on two cars, right, that weren't the best cars to find my perfect fit. So I love this analogy, because I had to pass on two different guys that were also amazing. They were great, but maybe not the perfect fit. So here I am hoping that maybe the next guy that I find will be that perfect fit. It may not be, but here's the thing. I can trust that God knows who is my perfect fit. He knows what will make me the most happy, and maybe it won't be for a long time. That's okay. I just need to be still and know that God knows me and what I'm looking for. And it helped to give me the hope I needed to get out of my funk. I've had some amazing things happen just in the last week where I feel like I've had a shift in moving forward and being able to go to kind of like a next level of thinking, which is what happens when we learn different ways of thinking. And I just feel like I trust God more. I know that things are going to work out. And as I'm doing and I'm being, things are going to be the way I want them to be. I can be happy. I also love that this song is perfect for my keynotes, for my keynote concert that I'm doing next week. I'm doing a keynote concert. It's called Let Go and Let God. I truly believe that God gives us the experiences we need to help us in the direction we're going in. And I needed this experience to be able to share and to be able to use for my speaking and for the concerts and for the things that I do share in the future and for my book. This song goes perfectly with the experience that I have. So I'm excited about that as well. I hope this podcast has been helpful to you, and I hope that you feel a little bit of that hope that God has a plan for you, and that those thoughts and impressions of what you can do, or those ideas that you get that maybe you can start working towards even though you may not know how they can happen, sometimes those are the answers to our prayers. Sometimes that is the idea God puts in our mind for those miracles to happen. So to end the podcast, I just wanted to share this song that I did write that's been helping me. I've been singing it all week, and it just helps me to focus on doing, because that's important, but also to be, because we need that balance of both the be thinking and the do thinking. And the songs that I write help me to be able to do that. I hope that they'll help you doing that. If you ever want a specific song, a personalized song that can help you through whatever you're going through, I'd love to help you write that song. You can visit songsforyou.com for that. And anyway, thanks so much for listening to this podcast. If you know someone who could use it, please share it with them. I'd love your review. And I'm going to share this next song, and it's called The Next Right Step. Thanks, guys. We'll see you next week on the Be Do Concept Podcast. To do, many worries on my mind, as I'm wondering how some things could turn out fine. And I get worried and upset as I get lost inside these fears, and I wish that I could make them disappear.
Wants for me to make. It's what I